Over the years, every time I hear of Eliyahu Molinowitz speak, each time he sounds a little bit more and more like his father. And I mean it both literally and figuratively, meaning that his voice really resembles his father more and more, and it's unbelievable to me. I see them looking around like they don't agree. Maybe they didn't realize, but I've spoken to other people who do. But more than that, and more importantly, on a deeper level, he sounds more and more like his father with the Divrei Torah that comes out. I think the things that I've heard him say are things I could have imagined his father saying. And so now we're zocheh to hear a few words from Eliyahu.
Eitan wanted to open, start thinking of the shul for once again having this azkara. It's very meaningful to us, the family, to first of all to realize the continued kesher between the rav and the shul and the community. And it's a very warm feeling for us, the family, to feel the continued payers that are coming out from all of our father's work. And to get to see it, there's another bracha, besides for the personal kesher that we get to hear, but also to see the Beis Medrash and the shul continued with the kesher. And I want to think, I don't know exactly who put in the work for tonight's event, but I spoke to a couple of people, David Stein specifically, and others. I know there was a lot of work put in behind the scenes to make sure that it work out, and thank you very much, Yishkach. Let it be the inspiration and Torah that from tonight be Ilui Neshama. I wanted to speak about one specific thing about my father, Zecher Livracha, that I feel was I haven't heard that much being spoken about, and I just wanted to touch upon it because it's like if Jacobs had mentioned yesterday, there's so many different facets to mention, so we're not trying to really cover his everything he was, but just to learn from certain things. So one thing I wanted to focus on is, especially we're here in the shul, and that is the nekuda of the tefillah. A lot was spoken about his Torah and his chesed. We know that Torah v'avoyed gnos chasadim is a'ilam oimed. And the main two things I would say that he put his kaiches and time into was the Torah and the chesed. That's really what it comes across in the running of a kehila. But the nekuda of tefillah, especially since we brought in tonight Reb Nissel to speak, Reb Nissel was brought in by my father, Zecher Livracha, a couple of times to discuss inyanei tefillah. The parashiyos of this tekufa is the Avos HaKadoshim, and I think most people connect more automatically with the Avos. They think about their midas that represent the midas haChesed, midas haGvura, midas haEmes. But in truth, that's more on a higher level. But in pshat, the Gemara in Bracha says that tefillah is Avos Tiknum, that the concept of davening comes from the Avos. The Rav Zecher Livracha used to have, he instituted once a year to have a Shabbos tefillah. Besides, you know, I used to think that people in the shul don't realize that just like there's something called Shabbos Shuvah, so people think in the shul there's two things a year: the Shabbos Shuvah, which you do tshuva on, and then the Shabbos tefillah. You know that you focus on tefillah because he instituted the importance of davening and focusing on what davening is. The Avos, tefillas Avos Tiknum, is a very deep idea. We know that the Karbanos, the Gemara Brachas talks about, is it the Avos, is it the Karbanos? The Gemara says it's not really a stira, because we daven as the Karbanos, because what we're doing by davening is connecting deeply to Hashem. The Rav would go to Maris Machpelo. He felt that is the place where it's brought down in Chazal, that is a makam tefillah, and the tefillah is Avos Tiknum. every Shabbos in Chevron, when he went for Shabbos, so he would talk about there's a question that he would ask every year. I don't remember the answers he gave every year. I didn't go that many times. But there was a question he asked every year, and he tried to give a different answer every year. To the question of, we know that the Iker of Tefillah is the Tachanun, to ask Hashem for what we want. So why is there a din that by bracha of Avos is Kavanah Ma'akev, as opposed to everything else in Tefillah where it's not Ma'akev the Kavanah? But the Chayra, I think he said this answer one year. The idea of Tefillah, and really what we're doing with Tefillah, Avodah Shebalev, is we're lifting ourselves up and we're deeply connecting to Hashem. He used to talk also about the question of, he spoke so much about Bitachon, so where does Bitachon match up with Tefillah? If you really so have Bitachon, where does Tefillah fit in? But we see Beferish in last week's parasha that it goes together, because Eliezer, together with Avraham Avinu, clearly he as much bitachon that Avraham Avinu had in the shlichus to carry out what he was meant to do, Eliezer started off with the tefillah. In this week's parasha also, we find that Yitzchak, in the beginning of the parasha, Yitzchak didn't have kids for 20 years, and he davened to Hashem. Now the Gemara in Yevamos is a very interesting statement. The Gemara says, "The pnam peimah hayu aviseinu akurim, the pnei shekadosh baruch hu misavel l'tefilasin shel tzadikim." The question is, what exactly does that mean? Al ponav kipshuta, it sounds like a very mean thing. Ki'ilu, the reason why Hashem made it difficult is that they should beg and beg and beg and beg because He likes to hear them daven. Which is what does that mean? It means he wants them to daven, so that's why he doesn't listen to them, so that they should daven. He makes it difficult. But L'chayr Rashi in this week's parasha actually brings down that Yitzchak davened now because he had a cheshbon, why 10 years he didn't expect children, and another 10 years. And there was a reason why he davened now. So what does that mean? He didn't daven until now. We know Yitzchak was Mesakin Tfilas HaMincha, and this was before he got married. So what does that mean? He davened now. He didn't daven for children. He didn't daven for a family before that. L'chayra, what it means, one could suggest, is that tefillah on a deep connection, when the person is connecting on a deep level to Hashem, is when you realize ein lo nami lishoyin elo avinu shebashamayim. When a person reaches the level that he feels stuck, he feels that he's not just davening because it's something that you do, you ask, but it's connecting on a very deep level. That you feel the real connection, the Avos HaKadoshim, who we are, we're coming from the Avos. That's what tefillah is. The tefillah of Avos Tiknum is that the Avos, who in what they create in this world, is the chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, and the whole Elikei Hashemayim, Elikei Haaretz, that they brought out Hashem's existence in this world. That's the Iker Yisrael of tefillah. Once we connect to Hashem, we understand that what we're doing by davening, so then the pratim is we ask for Hashem for specific things. But the main nekuda to internalize by davening is that we're really connecting to Hashem on a deep level, that this is our everything. Everything we have comes from Hashem, and everything we do, we ask from Hashem, so that we can internalize and receive the shefa from Hashem. Hashem wants us to daven for it, Hashem wants us to talk to Him, and that is the connection that we have. The Rav of Rafa, there were certain nekudas and tefillah that stood out very much for him. You know, we are getting into that many details, but he was very, very makbid, of course, on coming on time to davening, to making sure to daven every word. If he felt that he wanted to say more Baruch Hu Yesh Merabba, he would go around to other shuls to be mashlim, to add. But another specific nekuda is that tefillah was very real to him. Whenever people had tzaras or hardships, he would talk about daven for it. You know, when he instituted Al Tira, originally, it wasn't meant to just finish off in the Siddur. It was clearly a way of davening for what were for Pino Yevgishkativ at the time. And you know, now we're actually living the results of that. in a way. But now is the time of it. We're in this tkufa now. Is it time to focus on the tefillah? But he took it in a very real way. He meant it very real. That is what will bring a Yeshua when a person has a tzar. I remember once he was speaking about. He was talking about how v'huracham. No one really knows what it says, and everyone's hoping for a bris downstairs on a Monday and Thursday. And he was talking about when someone has a tzara or someone's sick in the family or something like that, and then you start thinking about the words of v'huracham, so then you feel like you want to say it. Because like, I'm waiting for the opportunity to say it, to connect to Hashem. And this was something that he really lived with. The opportunity to connect to Hashem, to talking to Hashem, and he didn't daven long. He didn't have it long because he had real kavana, and he said, when you have kavana, you have in mind what you have in mind. And that's what Hashem wants. There was even a whole discussion we once had with him. It was a big machlekes. I know it's a machlekes amongst bigger svarim and others. Is there an Indian to say Tehillim without kavana? But he had a very strong tzad. What are you rattling off words without understanding what you're saying? Of course you have to understand what you're saying. The tefillah has to come with kavana. Avodah shebalev is not just to say words, but to understand what you're saying. And you say, it's better to say your own words. So I'm not getting into lamaisa, if one should say Tehillim because they don't understand what they're saying. But the idea was very real to him, that tefillah is you're talking to Hashem, and if you don't understand what you're talking, it's what you're saying, it's lacking. So we should, one nekuda we can learn from him is the in taking the importance of tefillah and realizing how that really is what connects us to Hashem. And think about what we're saying, and Hashem brings the Shefa to us with the Yeshuas through talking to Him through tefillah. So I just wanted to end off that mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeiche, be karv, to the bina beis hamikdash, to the beis hameisim, and we should share many simchas together. Yisher koyach.